The Sierra de Guadarrama is a snow-covered mountain range outside the Spanish capital city of Madrid. This time of year, the mountains are topped with snow, which is starting to melt. The meltwater soaks the earth below the peaks, where dense stands of pine trees grow. Even lower down, hollyoak and ash trees line the banks of mountain streams, and mountain goats graze between the granite rock formations. Rubén Bernal works in the Guadarrama Regional Park as a guide. Today, he's volunteering with a reforestation group called Reforesta to plant new saplings.
For example, here is a juniper. This is an oak. Yes, this is an oak. Here is an alder, coma de selva. There's a blackthorn, butcher's broom, wild apple, which is the most protected, buckthorn, madroño, everything which is near the water.
He explains that the forests here were once burned to make charcoal or to clear land for sheep to graze. This was common throughout Spain. When the government first took stock of the damage in the late 19th century, it estimated it would need to replant 5 or 6 million hectares, which is about 10% of the country's land area. The work is still going on today.
Conserving the landscape, which means restoring the forests which were here before, that's our goal.
So Bernal shows volunteers how to plant native species among invasive plants which dominate this corner of the Guadarrama.
We don't make rows or geometric forms. We try to imitate nature. We're looking for the favorable microsites. That's why the plants are half hidden amongst the bushes.
It can take a volunteer half an hour to choose the right spot, dig a hole, and plant a sapling. Then they sprinkle dead leaves and other organic material they find nearby on top to give the tree a healthy start. Reforesta is trying to replace the native trees lost in two parts of the Guadarrama. At the Institute for Food and Agriculture Research and Technology in Madrid, scientist Gregorio Montero explains that centuries of deforestation have caused a serious erosion problem in Spain.
Como España ha sido un país básicamente de fue desde el principio de la Edad Media un país básicamente de pastores y agricultores.
Spain has been a country of shepherds and farmers since the beginning of the Middle Ages. Its natural resources have degraded a lot. The landscape has degraded and large forests became scrubland.
De un suelo empobrecido, un bosque empobrecido.
Just like in the Sierra de Guadarrama, landowners across Spain burned or cut down their trees and ran herds of sheep or cattle across the land. This kind of deforestation means there are no longer any trees to protect soil, which means rain washes the nutrients out. The soil becomes less fertile, and without trees it cannot retain water. This also dries out the soil, causing the surface to harden, and eventually rain can't even penetrate it anymore. This can lead to flooding and make it difficult for new trees to take root. By the mid-19th century, Spaniards complained that their soil was being washed away into the sea.
In 1877,
the government created a commission for reforestation in Spain and a law for the restoration of the heads of important watersheds. The effects were few.
The next few decades weren't great for Spain, but even as the country lost its last colonies and its government changed hands dozens of times, reforestation held on to its place in the agenda. During the Civil War, which eventually put Francisco Franco in charge, lawmakers found time to pass a major reforestation law. Spain planted upwards of 4 million hectares in the next 40 years. Pablo San Juan Benito is responsible for carrying out Madrid's regional forestry plan today. He explains how important forests are for sustaining Madrid.
With as many as 6 million inhabitants, or seven, there has to be water. The principal function of our forests is to protect water.
One of the most popular commercially planted trees is eucalyptus, a foreign species imported from Australia. It grows exceptionally fast, which is appealing for private landowners. But eucalyptus requires a lot of water. Not great in a dry country. Pablo San Juan Benito says this increases the chance of forest fires. His agency is working to bring slower-growing native species back to Spain's forests.
Now, really, all the plantings we do are protective, not productive.
Nos hacen repoblaciones productoras.
Que cuando veáis que empecéis a acabar y hay mucha roca,
Back at the Guadarrama National Park, Bernal and other volunteers continue the slow work of replanting the country's forests. He's just found one of the apple trees they planted on a previous visit. It's still healthy.
We put them in here so the goats don't eat them. When I come here and I see an apple tree, it makes it all worth it.